Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's quite clear at this point, at WrestleMania, it will be Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus CM Punk in a triple threat match. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos. This is the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and 6ix9ine Radio. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, what a hell of a main event. Now, normally I recap the entire show, but tonight I'm not going to do that. I only want to talk about what happened very much at the end, specifically the main event, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk in a steel cage match, Madison Square Garden. Of course, it had to happen there. Madison Square Garden, a very, very famous site for professional wrestling, often described as the mecca of sports entertainment. I mean, we all know all the history in the WWE that's taken place at Madison Square Garden. Well, before I get in the main event, I do want to talk about Cody Rhodes, who made an appearance on this edition of Monday Night Raw. Of course, he told us about how John Cena won his first ever United States Championship, WrestleMania 20, at Madison Square Garden. Who'll ever forget the 2008 Royal Rumble when John Cena returned from a major injury and won the Royal Rumble, Madison Square Garden? Obviously, John Cena has not been on WWE programming since the Elimination Chamber event. But Cody has said that next week in Brussels, Belgium, John Cena will be on Raw. As a matter of fact, when I was first hearing about Raw being in Belgium, I thought at first, okay, maybe it's just a non-televised event. No, Monday Night Raw will in fact be in Brussels, Belgium. So that means that obviously it's going to be at, well, 2 o'clock my time, if I'm correct. If it's 3 o'clock New York time, well, that's 2 o'clock my time here in the state of Texas, because they mentioned it's noon Pacific time, and where I'm at, I'm 2 hours ahead of Pacific time. Regardless, I'll be sure to catch it. There's a chance I might not catch it because of what I have to do during the day. We'll see. We'll cross the bridge when we get to it. So I did want to actually briefly mention about how Cody giving that promo. Now, if you saw that promo last week on Friday Night SmackDown, well, obviously it's continuing to go. It's continuing to go. And I'm certainly looking forward to it. Although, I could have sworn, I'm pretty sure I saw, it was leaked. I believe I saw this on Twitter, or X, as it's now called, that it was actually supposed to take place at WrestleMania, the heel turn. John Cena's heel turn was actually supposed to take place at WrestleMania. So quite frankly, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, the heel turn obviously took place at Elimination Chamber. In my case, whether it took place at Elimination Chamber or at WrestleMania, part of me says, okay, at this point, it's quite irrelevant. Or in my case, regardless, it's irrelevant because it's not exactly what I expected and it's not exactly what I predicted. As a matter of fact, a lot of the supposed matches for WrestleMania involving storylines and whatnot, not many of them have come to fruition. Because remember how I said that we would see Logan Paul versus CM Punk? Yep, that's definitely not going to happen. So now I ask, are we going to see AJ Styles versus Logan Paul? Well, that's what it's leaning to right now, and that's all I'll say. Because again, my predictions for WrestleMania as far as matches go for the card, well, a lot of my suggested ideas slash predictions have not come to fruition. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, well, my predictions did not come true. Well, speaking of the Raw next week in Brussels, I think another match I'm actually looking forward to is Bron Breakker versus Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. Something else I thought would happen at WrestleMania, but who knows? We're about 40 days away, so we'll see how things go, and we'll see what happens. So now, speaking of what I started with, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Well, it's history and history all combined into one. The history between Rollins and Reigns, the dating back to the days of the Shield, when Seth Rollins betrayed the Shield, when Seth Rollins, in the greatest WrestleMania heist ever, cashed in and became champion at the expense of Roman Reigns. Everything that we have seen between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Well, it's coming down to that. And of course, you add CM Punk into the mix. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. Again, 2012, when the Shield made their debut. The Shield even had rivalries with CM Punk. If I remember correctly, at one point there was a 3-on-1 match with CM Punk won. Again, the history between Rollins and Punk goes back a long way. Of course, when Punk walked out of the company 11 years ago, was gone for 10 years. When he came back, obviously, Seth Rollins expressed anger that Punk got a heroic welcome after he spent 10 years trashing the company. The storyline all makes sense, okay? It all makes sense, and the history combined between Roman, Rollins, and Punk, it all makes sense, and it makes it very, very interesting. So at this point, it's very beyond clear. We are going to see Roman Reigns versus CM Punk versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Now, the steel cage match, well, the end, I certainly did not expect it to end like that. But I had a feeling Roman Reigns was going to show up. Reigns has actually been off WWE programming since the Royal Rumble when he took two stomps, one of course of which was on the steel steps. Well, Roman Reigns certainly wanted to return the favor in this one. He did deliver a stomp to Rollins on the ground, but of course he was about to go for it on the steel steps after he placed Rollins on the steel steps and told him literally, eat steel. He was about to do it, and then Adam Pearce and all the other producers come out to prevent it from happening, including some security personnel. But the match between Rollins and Punk in that steel cage was just so physical. I mean, you expect it to go that way, especially the history between Punk and Rollins. Remember the main event of the very first Raw on Netflix? Punk versus Rollins in that main event? Hey, that was a hell of a match. And I said to myself, and I know that I said this on this show, if Rollins and Punk go at it again, if you thought the main event on the Raw Netflix premiere was good, the next time they go at it, it's only going to be better. And this steel cage match was certainly better. How many go-to-sleeps did Rollins survive? At least three. Everything that CM Punk also survived? Hey, again, what we saw in the match, what we saw in the steel cage match, a well-produced, well-performed match. There's that chemistry and teamwork I'm always talking about. So I think at this point, in order to help establish the triple threat match, well, the way the match ended, Roman Reigns appeared out of nowhere and dragged Rollins out of the steel cage. Of course, that declared Rollins the winner because he escaped the cage. And Rollins, of course, giving that look, a look of complete horror and fear because he thought that he would never see the original Tribal Chief again. Our Tribal Chief was going to come back for Rollins whether we liked it or not. We all knew it was coming. Now, Reigns being written out of television at the Royal Rumble certainly made sense because that would tell me that we're going to see the possibility of seeing Reigns versus Rollins one-on-one at WrestleMania. As a matter of fact, I teased it on this program again because I mentioned the history between Rollins and Reigns dating back to when they were in the Shield and Rollins' betrayal, that WrestleMania 31 heist. Yeah, of course, I think the Royal Rumble in 2022, that particular match, which was so good, but the end pretty much ruined it. I remember my friend Ricky, who's been on this show numerous times, expressed his absolute disappointment in that match's ending. As a matter of fact, we've talked about it here on the show. It's been well documented. Ricky hated the 2022 Royal Rumble so much that after the show, he called me just to tell me how pissed off he was, and boy, was he mad. Not surprised. So, Reigns versus Rollins at WrestleMania had me going. And what I mean by that is, it had me emotionally invested. It had me invested in any way. Emotionally, whatever. So, at that point, I said, well, where does CM Punk go from here? And then I thought it was going to be involved with Logan Paul. But I did also tease in the past Punk versus Reigns versus Rollins. But now that seems to be coming to fruition. But I have to ask y'all, are we just going to see one regular triple threat match? Or should it be a triple threat, no holds barred? I don't mean, what do y'all think? Should it just be a regular triple threat match? Honestly, no, I don't think so. I think it should be no holds barred, false count anywhere. I mean, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a war. I mean, they're already all at war. I mean, this started out at the Royal Rumble, right? Well, and CM Punk versus Reigns, I mean, remember that favor that Punk is owed because Punk helped Roman Reigns? You remember that? Yeah, the words to Paul Heyman. Yeah, Punk and Heyman involving that favor. So that I'm still waiting to see what comes out of that. So there's a lot to look forward to. But to close it out with a match between Rollins and Punk, the match was just so well performed. I mean, I'm really curious to know who produced the match because I praise the individual who produced the match. The match was incredible. Now, did it end the way I expected? To be honest, yes and no. Part of me believed that Punk was going to pin Rollins again, but part of me also believed that if that happened, that would not look too good on Seth Rollins. But I said to myself, you see, I had a feeling, look, I'm not lying. I'm not lying at all. I had the feeling that Roman Reigns was going to be involved in the match. But it wasn't quite the way I expected. I thought Reigns was going to come in, spear Rollins, and cost him the match. But then again, if that was the case, what's the point of a triple threat match, right? Or, I mean, who knows? Or maybe the favor is, he tells Roman, I want to beat CM Punk, I want to beat Rollins on my own. I mean, who knows? But the bottom line is, I had a feeling Reigns was going to show up and get involved in this, which he did. But it didn't happen the way I thought it would go, because I thought that Reigns would come out of nowhere, spear Rollins, and then Punk would win. But you know what? After that, you know what? I would have thought if that had been the case, it would have been good if after that CM Punk got speared as well. Now, mind you, something similar did happen. Because after Reigns was done with Rollins, after he was prevented from delivering a stomp to Rollins on the steel steps, Reigns saw Punk in the ring, still in the ring, recovering, and Paul Heyman was there. So Reigns obviously did not take kindly to it. So he made himself, he got himself into the ring and then went after Punk. So, again, this is all part of the move to build the match towards WrestleMania, to help build the foundation of this match, a triple threat match at WrestleMania. So it made sense for Reigns to go after CM Punk as well. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen between the three next week on Monday Night Raw. Again, this is getting more and more excited. I mean, at this point, the whole bloodline thing is dead. But Roman Reigns can still be, you know, our tribal chief. And he is my tribal chief, the original tribal chief, the only tribal chief. But anyway, I mean, if the bloodline story is not done yet, I mean, I don't know exactly where it's at, but at this point, I think, you know, I think my friend Ricky pretty much declared it dead. But at this point, it's the triple threat match that I've got my eye out on, except, you know, along with other things, I shouldn't say except, but I've got my mind focused right now on WrestleMania. But as far as I'm concerned, well, I can only sit back and see what happens next. But obviously, well, John Cena being on Raw next week, you know, who knows what'll happen then. As far as the final boss goes, I'm not entirely sure what to say if he'll be there. But, I can honestly say that at this point, it's just quite clear that I'm getting more and more excited about WrestleMania and Punk versus Rollins versus Reigns. Well, I'm fully invested in that. So my other question to y'all is, who needs to go over in this one? Does it need to be Rollins? Does it need to be Reigns? Or does it need to be Punk? So if you're listening on Spotify, on your computer, or on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, I'd like to know, well, number one, I'd like to know, should this just be a regular triple threat match? Why or why not? And who should go over why and why? So, what kind of match should it be if not a regular triple threat match? But, and also, I'd like to know who needs to go over in this one and why. So, let me know if you're listening on Spotify or watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments. As far far as I know, I don't know about Apple Podcasts. If you can actually comment, leave comments in that. So I'd like to know, who needs to go over in this one? Who is going to go over in this one? To be honest with you, my gut feeling is it's going to be CM Punk. Now, CM Punk, as far as the main event of WrestleMania, that still has a lot of fans talking about that. Some are saying this probably should be the main event, but then again, it's two nights. But obviously, the main event of night one is going to be, I would imagine it's going to be Jay versus Gunther. And of course, night two is going to be John Cena versus Cody Rhodes. At that point, I mean, it probably wouldn't make sense if Cody versus John Cena was not the main event of night two. So I'd imagine the triple threat match has to be the semi-main event, the match before the final match, the semi-main event. I mean, I don't know. But my gut feeling says that Punk is going to go over in this one. If Punk were to be the main event at WrestleMania 42, then a win over Reigns and Rollins in a triple threat match at WrestleMania would very likely be the first step to that path. So, if CM Punk is the main event next year at WrestleMania, then I would imagine this would be the first step. What would be the other one? I don't know. Would that mean that Punk would win the Royal Rumble in 2026? I don't know. We just have to wait and see how things go. So at this point, I can make all the assumptions, all the predictions. I can make all the suggestions I want. All I can do is just sit back and see what happens. There's really nothing else to do, so I'm going to sit back. I'm going to relax. I'm going to enjoy the show. And what happens, happens. And you know what? I'll be back here on this program to give my thoughts and, of course, to ask everybody what they think. In other words, I'm just going to cover it week by week, day by day, month by month. In other words, in further words, I'm just going to keep this show going and I'm going to continue to enjoy WWE and professional wrestling overall as a whole to the best of my ability. Obviously, AEW is coming off a huge show, AEW Revolution, 12 matches. Well, to be honest with you, I'm not sure if I'm actually going to get a chance to recap this show with my good buddy, Mr. Ricky Litwinkowicz. But and just in case, to give some quick thoughts, well, 12 matches on the card, well, many would say that seems excessive. But for me, I'm just glad to see that numerous big matches. Clearly, the main event did not end the way I expected. The main event's finish is being pretty much criticized by many pro wrestling fans, but a lot of other wrestling fans are just saying we should just enjoy the content instead of being so highly critical. We got to be more grateful. But I will say this, Kyle Fletcher versus Will Ospreay in that steel cage match, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. Of course, in my honest opinion, Tony Storm versus Mariah May, now that was a match, and quite frankly, that should have been the main event. Yes, that's right, I said it. Mariah May versus Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Championship, that should have been the main event, the Hollywood ending. So, ladies and gentlemen, a reminder that Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and on YouTube. So if you would please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Once again, if you're listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please do me a favor and hit that subscribe button and that notification bell. But also, please leave a 5-star review because it helps the show grow and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. And one more time, for those of you listening on Spotify or watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments what you think the triple threat match, if it happens, if it should be a regular triple threat match, or if there has to be some additions to it, like no holds barred, false count anywhere, and who needs to go over in this match, and why. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.